tired of being white, and we're tired of being black. And we're not going to be white, and we're not going to be black any longer. We're going to be voices now. Disembodied voices in a blue sky. Pleasant harmonies in the cavities of your distress. And we're going to stay this way until you straighten up. Until your suffering makes you calm. And you can believe the word of God who has told you so many times. And in so many ways, to love one another, or at least not to torture and murder in the name of some stupid vomit-making human idea that makes God turn away from you, and darken the cosmos with inconceivable sorrow. We're tired of being black, and we're not going to be white, and we're not going to be black any longer.
Yeah.
The light came through the window, straight from the sun above. And so inside my little room, there plunged the rays of love. In streams of light I clearly saw the dust you seldom see, out of which the nameless makes a name for one like me. I'll try to say a little more. Love went on, until it reached an open door. Then the love itself was gone. All busy in the sunlight, the flakes did float and dance, and I was tumbled up with them, in formless circumstance. Then I came back from where I'd been, my room. It looked the same, but there was nothing left between the nameless and the name. All busy in the sunlight, the flakes did float and dance, and I was tumbled up with them, in formless circumstance. I'll try to say a little more. Love went on, until it reached an open door. Then the love itself was gone. doing something. I don't remember what. I was standing in a place. I don't remember where. I was waiting for someone, but I don't remember who. It was before or it was after, I don't remember when. Suddenly and gradually I was removed. I was taken to this place of reversal, and I was separated. And in the place of every part there was the name of fear, and for the vast memorial there was the name of grief. If you know the prayer for one who has been so dislocated, please say it or sing it. And if there is among the words an empty space, or among the letters an orchard of return, please set my name firmly there with a voice or hand, which only you command. You righteous ones who are concerned with such matters. But hurry, please, for all the parts of me that gathered briefly around this plea are dispersed again and scattered on the other side, where the angels stand upside down, and everything is covered with dust, and everyone burns with shame, and no one is allowed to cry out. Thank you. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Manifold.